Good morning, everybody. Dear Co-President, Your Excellency, other excellencies, ministers, Secretary General, delegates, stakeholders, development experts, colleagues, I am very glad to co-chair this UFM ministerial meeting together with my colleague, if you allow me to say so, His Excellency Dr. Azam Slaid, Jordanian Minister for ICT, but besides that, a highly respected researcher and an academic. I would also like to take this occasion to welcome the renewal of the Jordanian UFM co-presidency and to praise our Jordanian friends for their excellent and cooperative work. You are doing an extremely important job, but also in a way that is impressive. Many parts of the world are in turmoil, and today we are here to look beyond that and build the basis for a better future. You are all here because you care. You care about the digital economy and what the digital economy can do for you and for your people. I care about that like you are. We are on the same page, so to say. And across the globe, that economy is growing. It's growing in size, it's growing in scope, it's growing in importance. Cooperating in this area helps us to invest in our future for the longer term. So to say, to build the future for our children. And that means investing in growth, investing in jobs and opportunities, in democracy, free expression and a stronger society. Since our last meeting, dear friends, the global ICT market has grown almost one-fifth to 2.6 trillion euros, while the price of fixed broadband dropped four-fifths. In 1 year alone, digitization boosted global output by around 150 billion euros and created 6 million jobs. There are now almost as many mobile subscriptions as people on the planet. But beyond the statistics sits many millions of personal stories. People who have used digital tools to become educated, to become empowered, to become employed. That is not just a tool for the rich, but it is a tool for everyone. And we are here today to promote and to enhance how our nations cooperate on that digital economy. We are here to sign up to a declaration that is achievable, that is forward-looking, and that is focused. Much hard work has brought us to this stage. And I call for your commitment today to ensure that hard work pays off in the final stages by joining me with your support. We should be proud of the declaration. It's not just about the digital economy, but it is about how we can achieve it. It shows we can listen and respond to concern of regulators, of researchers, of stakeholders, without descending into a mere wish list. And it shows we want to cooperate through a stronger structure and a common framework. It also shows we can look beyond a turbulent present with sustainable support for the long term. And it also shows that we don't shy from difficult or sensitive topics. I want to highlight seven main areas addressed in today's declaration. Of course, starting with one of the issues that I'm absolutely aware that the minister is also highly involved in, open data. Open public data is like fuel. It's like fuel for an innovative economy and a better society. It makes public administrations more efficient through sharing. It boosts transparency. It's helping people participate. It's making development finance easier to access. And we are taking that seriously in the EU, with new rules and with new infrastructure. Dear friends, we want to share our experience and we want to spread the benefit. The G8 Open Data Charter gives us some sound principles. Open data by default, usable by all, for innovation and for improved governance. But how about such an open data charter for the Euro-Mediterranean? Would that be challenging? And second, open data and innovation needs communication and connectivity. That means using and increasing the capacity of common e-infrastructure. Powerful, affordable broadband, which already exists in for research, education and science. UMed Connect is a dedicated network for research and education, helping scientists collaborate and innovate, helping Mediterranean researchers reach the world. And I want us to assist our southern Mediterranean partners in this. But I ask you to contribute to make this possible. And third, we want a South e-communications framework. Regulators should be functionally independent. They should be professional and they should be committed, but should also offer regular recommendations to their ministries. That will allow more competition, that will allow lower costs, that will allow better services, and that will allow bigger investments. Bringing the ICT boost to more businesses, consumers, and citizens. So we are renewing our support for the Euro-Mediterranean Regulatory Group eMERGE. And it hasn't been an easy discussion or an easy decision. And there is no use producing recommendations if no one listens or if no one acts. So I'm asking you to support and to commit regulators, governments, the EU, the UFM, development banks, and more. And fourth, barriers obstruct growth. Online transactions, and we did discuss that, Your Excellency, that offer confidence and convenience can help cross-border business. And that is where e-signatures and trust services can help. And you were mentioning that your kingdom is just preparing that for being accepted by your parliament next month or the months after next month. The EU has legislated in this area, and I hope a group of experts from all the countries can also start work on a common framework for the Euro-Mediterranean area. And five, our societies need better healthcare. E-health can help transform healthcare, empower citizens, and encourage more innovative ideas. And six, the internet is an open and inclusive network. Its governance needs to be also open and inclusive. And that is why I support the multi-stakeholder model for internet governance. Only such a model, a multi-stakeholder model, can support stable, secure networks that underpin a trusted and vibrant internet economy and deliver social and democratic progress. And of course, the current system is not perfect. I'm aware of that. It needs reform. It badly needs reform. And most of us are actively involved in those global discussions. Today, I do suggest we don't reproduce those discussions, but show our support for the process. And finally, let's bring together the right people and ensure the resources to achieve results. Please let's continue to listen and respond to ICT stakeholders. Let's reach out wider to civil society, to bloggers, to web entrepreneurs, and to all the others that are interested. And let's look to the UFM for a stable and proactive political framework with development banks actively involved. There is a huge opportunity here, and the EU remains committed to accompanying our neighbors to the south and to the east on their path to peace, democracy, and development. We can help you deal with the political challenges you face and can profit from the exchange of experiences. Indeed, we have foreseen an envelope of around 8.3 billion euros until 2020 for bilateral and regional programs targeting southern Mediterranean countries, plus a new portfolio to deal with neighborhood policy due to be run by my colleague Johannes Hahn. Our aim is to promote a fair, a modern, an open, a competitive, and a transparent market for communications, a connected ICT research environment, an open and vibrant use of the internet for all, and a diverse and plural media. But that support cannot be taken for granted. Making good use lies in your hands, and all of us must work to convince governments of the digital imperative. Today meetings, dear friends, marks an important step, and I sincerely welcome your engagement and your commitment. For my part, I'm delighted to put my name to this joint declaration to enhance our cooperation and enable a vibrant digital economy that will benefit us all, and especially talking about our people. Thank you.